can relax. I got a lot of material here, but I'm not going to give you all of it. That's what happens when you don't speak often in the same place. Gather up a lot of dust. Two things I want to share with you first, and that I don't know how many of you would know these two men. Jay Lockman had surgery a couple weeks ago, had a valve replacement, and had another valve cleaned up and came through surgery well, and everything was fine. And this past week he ended up back in the hospital. He had a relapse. It began to not be able to breathe right. Anyhow, ended up having blood and water in the sac in his heart, and almost died. It was real close. But Jay has been serving on our overseer board, and is a good friend, and was our chairman for two terms. So I don't know if anyone here, I think some of you know him. And I don't know how many of you would know Richard Neuswander. Richard Neuswander has been very active on our boards, D&I, church planners, just a lot of things that he's been doing. And it comes from Wilmersdorf, Pennsylvania. The Mennonite church there was a pastor there for years and started another group. Been very active in church planting. And about a month ago, I think it was, suddenly he became disoriented, had a headache, dizziness and things, and went to the doctor and ended up with brain cancer. That's what they diagnosed him of. And the last word I got was this past week was he was not able to even go to the bathroom by himself, and was then the next report was that he wasn't responding. So good man, but all of a sudden things just happened. So if you think about it, Jay Lockman, Richard Neuswander, these men are good men in our alliance, been very faithful, and we appreciate their work, but they've had kind of a tough time. Talk about, I heard the number 80s show up here this morning several times, and when I hear that, it kind of frightens me, because that's where Jonas is, and I'm following him up right behind, so... But anyhow, I keep hearing the word slow down, and it just doesn't seem to want to happen, and I'd like to quit, but that doesn't happen either. So last Sunday we had a good service Sunday morning. I had a funeral scheduled for Monday. If you talk about slowing down, this is how I slow down. We had a good service Sunday morning where we were at, and had a carrying lunch, and they had a birthday surprise, which was belated. My birthday was back in December, and now they're finally getting around to surprise me. Well, they did surprise me. We left there knowing that we needed to be in Abbeville by that evening. We got 5 miles down the road, and our RV lost power. And so it ended up, left it behind, and it's still there. And we had the funeral scheduled for Monday, so it was not a matter of, well, we'll just wait around and get this thing running. Well, it didn't happen. So here we are. Now we have a memorial scheduled for this weekend. The next weekend is a surgery scheduled for my wife's sister. So we're slowing down. We don't know how yet. We're not sure how this is working, but it's okay. I told someone it's just a glitch in time. It's all it is. I will slow down one of these days. I know that. I've been told that. I will. I won't slow down. I'll just stop. So maybe that's okay. Anyhow, enough of that stuff. I want to talk to you this morning about apostasy. Now, that's a word that may come to you as strange, but and I don't want to be very careful about how I use this word, because growing up in my time and church in our day, in our younger days, this word was used a lot. And it was used in a fashion that would kind of cause you alarm. And so that I not everything that's apostate is bad, as I'm going to define that. Not everything that's in that content does not mean that it's bad. It has the idea of change. So just because there's change doesn't mean that we're apostate, which that's how the early church and my mentors, who I looked up to, that was their idea, that was if you left a more conservative idea and went to a more liberal idea, then you were apostate. In other words, you were in a bad place. You shouldn't do that. Now, I want to say to you that even though what I'm going to share with you this morning does not mean that everything around us is apostate. However, there are things that are going on around us that are not too good. And as I get older, it causes me much more concern. And I've preached about these things for a lot of years. And we're still going to deal with it. I've come to believe that the world is, we're in the world, which we know. We're not of the world, but we're in the world. We're going to be faced with things that we don't agree with. It doesn't mean because there are changes. I've changed. Some of you have known me long enough that you've seen changes in my life. You've seen changes in the way I do things. We all have. All of us have changed in this area. And the last time I preached here, I made mention of some organizations that I would be concerned about. And then I was apprised later that I should be more clear and explain what I mean by these things. Your pastor rebuked me about this. No, he didn't. He instructed me, put it that way. He said, Dad, you should explain some of these things, what you mean by that. And he's right. He's right. I just named some of the things that we're concerned about, but did not give you any reason why we would be concerned. So this morning I would like to look at that. The word apostasy means to abandon something once believed in. Now, where the danger comes, if it becomes in the unbelief, I start losing my faith in God and Jesus Christ and who they really are, then I'm in a place where apostasy becomes dangerous to me. And that is a dangerous thing. Now, I want to read to you a scripture taken from 2 Timothy. And there is a lot of scripture. I could spend all morning quoting to you scripture that relates to this subject. Matthew 24, I was going to use that. I had intended to that. And it talks about deception. Jesus was telling the disciples not to be deceived. Well, we follow that through, and you come into the later Gospels of the New Testament church, deception, apostasy.